All right. Call me by the nickname I want to be called.
Well, I would if you would.
What?
You want to be called Evans, your last name more.
Yeah.
I want to go by Trans Am.
No.
Then. Why not? I'm fast, but I can't turn very well.
Trans Am. One of my ex-boyfriends had a Trans Am, and he loved it.
It's because you used to be cool.
They did used to be cool. The two doors were so badass back in, like, what year was that? 2009?
With the bird on the hood?
They were cool. Whatever happened to those?
Top end speed, too.
You honestly never see Trans Ams anymore. That's so funny.
Anyway, so do we have a deal or no deal? Do what? I have to show you how fast I am?
I forget what we're talking about.
Our nicknames.
Oh.
You get called Evans if I get Trans Am.
No, you already have a nickname, and it is Quick 10. Because you can drink 10 pints in like an hour while everyone else sips on 3. Oh, yeah. Those are sweet cars.
Just looking at some Trans Ams here.
Today on the podcast, we had so much fun. Right, Ryder? I mean, Trans Am?
Yeah. Evan sounds like a famous character when she lies, so I called her out on that. Also, a little complaint corner action. We talk about things that your parents made you think were a privilege, but were actually chores, like warming up the car.
Like eating fruit as if it was a snack, like a candy snack.
And give our list of celebrity crushes that we have. Obsessions, more like it. Very creepy obsessions. Enjoy the show.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Time for Lisa's word of the day.
Oh, I'm not ready.
You never really are.
I know, it's kind of a lame segment, just because I know that no one's actually using these words.
they're a bit of a stretch most days.
Effervescence.
Oh, I've used that before.
You have?
Yeah. She had an abundance of effervescence when she got on stage to sing.
Bubbles in a liquid form. Fizz.
Yeah.
Like your soda has effervescence. I guess if she's a pop star.
So,
tis the sizz to watch our favorite Christmas classics starting now.
And yours are Home Alone 1, Home Alone Again.
No, that's not what it's
Home
called.
Home Alone 4.
25 years ago, Lost in New York came out. So to celebrate that, the plaza in New York where Kevin McAllister stays when he's lost there is holding this thing where you can live like Kevin for like $895. So
American? So that's like nine grand Canadian.
Yeah, pretty much. You get to stay in a room just like where Kevin stayed. They're also going to have like the massive ice cream spread that he had when he's laying in bed there.
You get the big slice of pizza too, you're saying, in the cab.
Well, it's actually a limousine.
Sorry, in the limo.
And you get to like go on the walks and get a photo shoot with like the Sticky Bandits. So they basically take you through the city living like exactly what happens to Kevin throughout the movie. You get to go up on the big skyline there.
Do you have to go by yourself? You should have to go by yourself. Yeah, that's...
I would still do it by myself. This is great, too. The plaza is actually going to throw it back to the 90s with their food menu, putting unique and upscale twists of household favorites from 25 years ago, such as SpaghettiOs, Tod Pockets, Lunchables,
Sunny D,
Funyun Rings. Like, how fun is that?
Yeah, that is a pretty good idea. You know what? It's because it's 25 years, your average person who was really into those movies would have been, let's say, between 5 and 15. So you got 30 to 45-year-olds. That's kind of a fairly solid clientele to go after. They have money, and they like to travel.
You get one paint can with all the 5 Home Alone DVDs, including the Home Alone 2 Lost in New York Anniversary Edition. You get a Home Alone 2 Lost in New York Anniversary Backpack.
Okay, we're starting to stretch.
Awesome. The package is available to book as of December 1st.
You said something about if you look like Kevin McAllister, you get it for free?
Right. So the hotel, the Plaza, is also launching a Kevin lookalike contest for one lucky person to win the anniversary package for one night. All you have to do is go to the Plaza on Monday, November 27th, booking my flight, dressed up like Kevin at 5 p.m., and you have to strike a pose. One lucky winner will be chosen.
I can't wait for this to happen.
Oh my gosh.
The 25th anniversary of Matilda, because the lookalike contest would be no contest. My daughter would win it for sure.
Listen to this. If you win, you get to light the Plaza's holiday tree that night.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Do you just like plug it in?
I think so.
Oh. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Trudacious on Twitter. Some people get up and feel like a million bucks. I wake up feeling like insufficient funds.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
All right, we want to talk about your best purchase ever. 780-107 is the text line. You can hit us up on the app or feel free to get at us old school style on the fax machine. What's your favorite purchase that you've ever made?
I don't have one yet.
Really?
I can't wait for the day that I get one, though, and I can just talk about it all the time.
You don't have like a pair of jeans that fit just right or... Never had, like, a car that you totally loved? Nothing?
No, like, I'm the type of person that gets a car because I need to get from A to B. Like, I don't purchase vehicles to be like, check out my ride. Hmm. It's like, hey, my car's made out of plastic. You want a ride or what? Got it from Toys R Us.
Fair enough.
So, I'm waiting for that day.
This text you'll probably agree with. My dog. I have a St. Bernard, and she's the most amazing dog ever. Man. They come in at about 150 pounds. Imagine the size of those dumps. Every time I'd clean one up, I'd be like, oh, I shouldn't have bought this thing.
Ryder, that's not a way to look at it. I wish. I wish I had a St. Bernard.
My first house on the north side, which is duplex, paid it off in 3 years, and now it makes me about $2,000 a month, which is pretty cool. Wow. Smart.
I need to do that.
Well, that's what you're saving money for, right?
Yeah.
What? No, that's...
What? I'm trying to save money. It's just really hard.
No, but you didn't sound confident that you're planning on buying a place anymore. You did like a... Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that is not...
What? That sounds very legit.
No.
Yeah.
As soon as you start talking like Rachel from Friends, you're lying.
Ugh.
It's true. Yeah?
I do sound like Rachel from Friends.
Oh, yeah, when you're lying.
Because
you
so.
Put inflections on the end of everything when
no.
you get nervous. There it is right there.
Ross. Brazilian laser hair removal is Christina's text.
Yeah, what about your microbladed eyebrows?
I thought you were going to say, yeah, what about you? You should probably get something done.
No.
I thought you were going to say something like I'm a really hairy woman or something.
Well, that was going to be my next point.
yeah, getting my eyebrows microbladed was definitely worth it.
This text, rice cooker. I'm terrible at stovetop rice. Now I just plop a scoop in there. Blam, 20 minutes, I have rice.
Jeff and Brandy texted in together saying their saltwater hot tub. Cost a ton, but so worth the money, and that's going to make you so jealous, because I know you always talk about wanting a hot tub.
Well, a salt water one, too, that's healthy, right?
Well, yeah,
they don't have nearly as many chemicals, because the natural salt kills the germs.
Plus, you get out, and you're skinnier instantly. Like, sucks out all of the moisture from your skin.
You're making things
up. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Rachel voice again. Yeah.
I would say my favorite purchase ever... is my current house. I hit the jackpot on that place.
You really did.
It's in a really cool area.
You have the best roommates.
really cool area. I think the price was very reasonable for the square footage. The backyard's big enough that we had like 120 people at the Canada Day party and didn't get any complaints until like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Excuse me, can you guys please stop playing Creed on repeat? It's 1:30 in the morning and my daughter is trying to sleep.
Now, there's your favorite purchase ever. That Creed album. Hot 107, Ryder in the Morning with Lisa Evans asking you what your favorite purchase was. Dax has a Golden Tee golf arcade game at his place.
Whoa.
He's a pretty big fan of that. My Buck Hunter's a pretty solid machine when you get jamming on that.
Yeah, but it's collecting dust right now. We need to play that, like, every week. No, should be a thing.
I got too good at it.
Oh, okay.
Now I just pump everybody and the gun.
The best thing that I got is more of an investment, dog insurance. Wow, great text.
We got this text from somebody whose dad bought a parking spot in Hong Kong for $20,000.
What?
And they all made fun of him, and he sold it for $120,000 a few years later.
You know about that Edmonton lot that was sold for like $80,000, hey? It's just so ridiculous.
Just a spot?
Yeah, it's just a parking spot downtown, like right in the midst of everything.
It's ridiculous.
Away she goes. Bob texted in saying that he bought a plane. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Bob.
Bob.
Hit us with your phone number. Lisa's interested.
I just
all of
want
a
$20, honestly.
$20.
$20. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's all you're gonna ask for.
Oh, 40.
Okay, I want 20, Bob. 7:16. We'll do one more round of your favorite purchase ever next.
Rider in the morning.
Hot 107.
What is the best purchase you've ever made? Something that you still talk about. It was so worth it to you.
Mm.
My apartment portable washing machine is the text we got to 780107. No more loonies and quarter hoarding. Quarter hoarding.
Gene says, bought a Nissan Pathfinder 3 years ago, paid $1,200 for it. No expenses, no breakdowns for 3 years.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, that's a nice purchase.
Yeah, it really is. This text, my best purchase is a donkey that I sponsor. Like a third world child. Okay.
You can sponsor a donkey?
I guess so.
Oh, I bet it's used. It's like for hauling water and things like that.
I like that. If you're texting us, sign your name. There's a lot of people texting in, but they're not telling us who they are.
Or maybe this person just really likes donkeys, too, and just has a donkey living the life.
Deanne texted in, this is great if you have a newborn baby. When my kids were babies, I found a warmer that wrapped around the container of baby wipes and made them warm.
You don't need a baby for that.
Yeah, that would probably feel amazing.
So good. I'm waiting for somebody to say bidet. Because if they say that, I'm buying one.
Those are so hot right now.
Are they in?
I think so. Like, when I went to Thailand, I didn't know how those worked.
All
like,
of a sudden,
I was
you just
so
thought you were in a water fight and didn't know where the other person was hiding?
These showers are upside down. How does this work?
Do I wash my face in there? It's great for when you're throwing up. Right?
What?
Yeah, it's great for when you're throwing up. You can, like, get a good rinse.
No, you want to know the best thing for throwing up? Eating watermelon. It comes up and it's refreshing?
No.
Honestly.
That actually sounds good.
It works. Think of me next time you're doing it, too.
780107, your favorite purchases.
Listen to this text. Mine are the fake eyelashes for my car. Best thing ever. I don't know if that person's trolling you because you had to get fake ones on your car for a bit. Ryder lost a bet to me, and he had to put pink ones on his Lexus. It was awesome.
Definitely brought all the boys to the yard. Literally, like, guys would pull up beside me thinking it was a hot babe. Look over, and they were just always so disappointed.
It's Complaint Corner on Ryder in the Morning.
Fire away, Lisa.
Why are tree skirts $100?
Why are people dressing up their trees with skirts?
No, you need a tree skirt.
Huh?
You need to put a skirt underneath your tree. It makes it, like, it makes the whole package. It's not an actual, like, skirt. It's a little blanket thing that you put around the base of your tree.
Oh, a Christmas tree.
Didn't I say that?
Well, I think you just said tree skirts.
Oh. Yeah, I think, like, people just know what that means.
Is there tree makeup now, too? Like, you putting a little lipstick on your spruce?
Anyway, I'm pretty sure Costco has some for pretty cheap. So I'll go check that out.
But yeah, no, those Christmas tree skirts can get fairly expensive.
Yeah,
eh?
Some of them are $100.
What?
It's like, what?
Get out
no.
of here. It's a blanket.
Yeah, might as well just, take a little throw blanket and wrap it around the bottom of the tree. Done.
Problem solved. All right.
Yeah, I like that.
My turn for Complaint Corner. There's this new trend of people that are, like, trying to tap their inner Gord Ramsay and posting pictures of their dinner all over social media, but they're not good cooks. Like, they're just okay. So it's like, eat chicken breast and broccoli, Kathy. Like, I'm so happy you shared that. It looks like you need hot sauce on it because it's so damn boring, but congrats. Like, I don't, just don't know how to react to those anymore.
Every time I've ever tried to brag about a picture of food, I'll take the photo of it and I'll be like, that doesn't do it any justice. And I'll delete it instantly. I've never actually gone through it with the actual post.
Posting? Yeah.
Send.
See, and it's about presentation. Like, I posted on my Snapchat when I made some Korean ribs the other day, but I had them laid out on a big, like, wood serving board, and I had them, like, it, like, looked amazing. It wasn't just a chicken breast with some Montreal steak spice on it.
Hubby cooked me din tonight, and it's like craft dinner.
With hot dogs cut out of it.
So awesome.
Yeah, like, yo, good luck getting on Iron Chef with that. Talking about things that your parents convinced you were a privilege, but were actually just like chores or other
not
things.
That great, yeah, of things. I remember you saying, you know, it's great because at the time your daughter was young enough to not know the difference between candy and fruit.
Right. So I called strawberries candy.
Yeah. You want some candy?
Now she does. Yeah, now she knows better. She's a wise 6 years old almost.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I have any ones that were convinced that was fun chore wise besides like clean up, clean up. Remember that song? Everybody everywhere. And we would turn it into a song. So it was like, yeah, cleaning is fun.
Right.
It's a routine. Let's dance it out.
We had a big old vacuum, and mom used to, when I was young, she tells this story. I don't remember it because I was so little, mm-hmm. but she used to let me stand on it and hold while she vacuumed for a little bit.
Okay.
And then she'd be like, now your stuffy's turn, and put a stuffed animal on it.
Oh.
And then I'd be the one pushing it.
Brilliant.
So she'd just get me to vacuum that way.
I remember I used to ask if I could have tortilla chips. Like, I never was, like, allowed to just grab them. At least I don't think, because I always remember asking that was the snack, my go-to snack.
It's because it has the word chips in it, right? So
right.
You think it's a junk food, but it's actually fairly good for
so
you.
So I'm sure every time I would ask my dad, like, hey, can I have some tortilla chips? He'd be like, yeah. I really don't care.
Of course you can. this text to 780-107 sums things up pretty good. It's from Deal Breaker Dan, you said, right?
Yes. Hey, son, do you want to help dad make a giant mountain of snow? Here, grab this shovel. Get to work.
I remember grabbing things off the lawn, rocks, pine cones, and dad telling me where the targets were that I had to throw them to.
Ooh.
And it was just like in the bush by our house.
Brilliant.
So that they wouldn't get stuck in the lawnmower.
We got this text saying, I would always make my mom a lot of coffee, and I'd always pout while mixing her cup. Yeah, like, I'm sure if you think about it, when you really do want that pot of coffee, it's so much better tasting when someone brings it to you.
It's true. And I think what we've really learned today while talking about this is the main reason to have children is so that you can have employees that work for free for you. With this Blake Shelton news, him being named the sexiest man on the planet.
Probably the funniest tweet ever is, did everyone else die? So mean. Like, obviously it's just a joke because it was a comedian that wrote it, but
fairly contested championship this year. It seems like a lot of people are upset with it.
Well, Dwayne Johnson won last year.
Yeah.
And the year before that, who did he steal it from? David Beckham. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those ones were, like, I think a lot of people agreed on. Just because they had had huge years, too. But anyway, we wanted to go through our top three list right now for celebs that just do it for us.
Yeah.
That we fancy.
I like Lip from Shameless. I shamelessly love him.
Like the actor or the character? Because you can be into both.
I don't
both.
Know. I think both. Because I do follow the actual actor, Jeremy, on social media, and I'm into it.
See, one of mine is both the character and the actress, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And her character is Katniss Everdeen is still just like...
Oh, yeah, you love her.
Yeah.
And I don't Jennifer know, Lawrence bow and arrow. Is such a beauty. Like, every time she's on a red carpet, she'll get interviewed, and she's like, okay, but is there food here? And this
I
is
like,
just amazing.
She filled in for Jimmy Kimmel last week, too, and she was really good. Yeah, so she's my number three. Who's your number two?
My number two is actually a local artist. The lead singer from, how do you say it? Altamita or Altameda? Altamita? Both Altamita? the lead singer. He's from Edmonton, maybe even St. Albert.
And you're just into it,
I'm
eh?
I'm just into it. I'm so into it. It's the voice.
Okay.
His voice gets me.
My number two right now, an artist that was supposed to be here last night but had to bail because of a family emergency, Halsey.
Oh, she is... I said this to you yesterday. I said, why isn't Halsey the background on your computer right now? She's a smoke show.
Yeah, and I said, well, I actually got to change that. It's been Carrie Underwood's legs for too long. Okay, your turn.
Okay, and my number one, this is going to probably weird some people out because he's young. But it's because he's really athletic and super cute. Dennis Sapovalva? What's his last name?
It's not Sapovalva, I'll tell you that.
the tennis player.
Dennis Shapovalov, I believe, is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and he's always got these cool photo shoots where he's around these, like, world wonders, and he's just killing it.
You know, the only thing I dislike about Dennis Shapovalov is that his last name is fairly tough to pronounce, and... His hat, his head's really little, and he wears backwards.
Such a small head, yeah.
He wears backwards hats with like the snapback style, and they're all the way to the end.
So it's just a little flap.
Like, little dangly piece off of them.
See, him and I can never be together because I have the biggest head in Alberta.
Yeah, unless you
I'm a bobblehead.
Made a child, and then it would be normal sized head kid.
And super athletic.
Yeah. Well, if he got
Dennis's
side.
I'm athletic.
Like, yeah, competitive eating. I'm just kidding.
I go boxing. I box a lot.
Yeah, and you've got a punch on you.
Don't try to backpedal now. I know you were about to say, yeah, boxing as in drinking boxes of wine.
And eating mini boxes of chocolate bars.
Say sorry before the haters come.
They're
all sending an email to our boss as we speak.
I'm not shaming you. It's just you don't play on our slow pitch team. You refuse to go snowboarding because you're scared of heights.
I am scared of heights. And I don't want to play on the slow pitch team because I don't like balls flying at my face.
See? I'll leave that one how it is. But... I can't...
I do a sit-up every day. It's called getting out of bed.
So here's the issue, though. It's just I don't see you do a lot of athletics. So when you say your kid would be very athletic, I have to question it.
One time, a guy asked me if I play rugby just by looking at me. So there.
And my number one celebrity crush right now, Demi Lovato. Her Instagram is... just a real reassurance of how lonely I am when I look at it.
You're like zooming in on her selfies, like right into the pupil.
cuddling my phone to sleep.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.